Speaking of political theater, this week, Manchester, England was the scene of a premiere. It was the first time British party leaders have ever gone head-to-head-to-head in a live televised debate. Thursday's debate was the first of three scheduled before the May 6th election. This was pretty much an American show with a British cast, with former Obama advisors helping to prep both the Conservative candidate David Cameron and the ruling Labour Party's Gordon Brown. Don't know who was directing the third-party Liberal Democrat Nick Clegg. The three parties hammered out 76 rules of engagement. Among them, the audience had to be politically balanced. Their questions were carefully vetted and had to relate to all three candidates. No cheering or booing allowed. The moderator enforced the rules but was permitted no questions of his own. Snap polls immediately after the event anointed Nick Clegg the winner. Yes, a very American affair. So much so that an American University professor writing for the Financial Times used an American phrase to describe what such debates demand: a blend of spontaneity and kabuki. Kabuki. John Lackman is a PhD student in art history who was really bothered by the way the word kabuki is used and abused. He recently wrote a piece in Slate called "It's Time to Retire, Kabuki."
Just imagine the thing that you really love just becomes, you know, an insult in everyone else's vocabulary, and it gets under your skin. And I'm all for people reaching for a new word when one seems to be necessary. And American politics does seem to demand some kind of linguistic innovation as it descends into ever greater depths. I just don't think this is the right thing that we're looking for. It's not only not fair to kabuki, but it doesn't really make sense. There's really no instance you can come up with where somebody has used kabuki where the word theater or the word ritual wouldn't have served just as well.
So what is it we're trying to communicate when we invoke kabuki?
It's used basically just to tar something as theater or as ritual, which is to say, when people in politics seem to be getting up in front of the public and putting on a show that has little to do with substance and everything to do with making a certain impression.
Can you give me some examples?
It got a lot of usage recently with the healthcare debate, particularly around the healthcare summit. For example, Frank Rich used it. Michelle Malkin ran one of her columns with the headline, "Oba Kabuki, a Box Office Bomb."
Is invoking kabuki in this way a universal, or is it particularly American?
I got curious about that as I was writing my piece, and I did searches both on the internet and in news databases of French media, German media, Italian media, and it doesn't show up in other languages as far as I can tell, and it doesn't even show up in English-speaking media outside of America. I could find almost no instances in British media, Australian media, etc.
Well, how about Japanese media?
Well, I can't really do Japanese language searches of Japanese media, but there are some Japanese publications that are either published in English or have an English edition. And I couldn't find instances there either of the word being used this way.
You identified the original culprit, didn't you? The person who started the kabuki cavalcade?
It seems to have cropped up in the early 1960s. This was a time when World War II was a receding memory, but American-Japanese relations were still very tense, and an American official had recently visited the country, the White House press secretary, in order to hopefully pave the way for a presidential visit. When he arrived, his car leaving the airport was quickly surrounded by an angry mob that started banging on the windows and rocking his car, and some reporters believe that if the police hadn't arrived when they had, that he would have been killed. And so this was a time when relations were tense, and along came this Los Angeles Times writer who was writing about domestic politics, and he didn't like what he was seeing going on at the State Department, and he decided to refer to it as shoddy left-wing kabuki, with no explanation by what he meant by the word kabuki, which must have been unfamiliar to most of his readers. And ever since then, it crops up all the time. Sometimes more than others, but it seems particularly rife lately, and that was what inspired me to write the piece.
You checked on the media's archives, didn't you?
I did. And there are instances.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Lackman is a PhD student in art history. His Slate piece is called It's Time to Retire Kabuki.
Should there be some sort of disclosure or disclaimer box that says that you are witnessing Kabuki theater? Please understand.
Be they Kabuki dancers or law students, in the end, it was the senators who took the stage.
Watch is this bit of PR Kabuki taking
place. But it all seems like so much Kabuki or shadow puppetry or something. Oh, like you've never used it.
Well, there was this one time.
When it comes to Obama, it really seems that he sheds a sort of cold light of rationality in this sort of political kabuki that we all see.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.